Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Tetvav. We left off at the middle of Yudalad Amud Bet. We are today going to try to figure out who is the Tana who disagrees with the previous daf's opinion that said that we learn out a Gezerah Shavah, Sakhir, Sakhir. Who is the Tana that does not learn out this Gezerah Shavah? So the Gemara says, we're in the smack in the middle of the page on Yudalad Amud Bet, Uman Tana de lo yalif Sakhir, Sakhir. Who is the Tana that does not learn out this Gzera Shavah, Sakhir, Sakhir, right? We learned this out yesterday on the previous daf. The Gemara's question was, we know that somebody was sold by the Beit Din, but we asked, how do we know somebody sells himself? And we learned not Gzera Shavah. So the Gemara says, how do we know according to the one who... So he says, who is the author? Who is the person who does not hold of this Gzera Shavah? The Gemara says, Hai Tanahu. It's the following Tana. The Tanya, as the Braita says, HaMukher Atmo Nimkar Lashesh V'yater Al Shesh. If somebody sells himself as a slave, he can be sold as a slave for 6 years or more than 6 years. Mecharu Beit Din, if the Beit Din sold him, Eino Nimkar El Al Shesh. He only gets sold for 6 years. This is difference number one. Difference number two. HaMukher Atmo Eino Nirtza. If somebody sells himself, he does not get ritziah. That means that if he wants to stay as a slave after his term, they don't puncture a hole in his ear. Mecharu Beit Din nirtza. But if the Beit Din sold him, he does get ritziah. That's number two. Number three. Mocher atzmo ein ma'anikim lo. If let's say someone sells himself, they don't give him, right, as he's leaving, they would give him gifts usually. But someone sold himself, they don't give him these gifts on his departure. Mecharu Beit Din ma'anikim lo. But a Beit Din who sold him, they do give him these gifts. Number four, HaMukher Atzmo Ein Rabo Moser L'Shivchak Na'anit. Somebody who sells himself, his master does not give him a Shivchak Na'anit. Mecharu Beit Din, if the Beit Din sold him, Rabo Moser L'Shivchak Na'anit. His master would give him a Canaanite maidservant as a wife, or as a woman to be with. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says, Ze Veze Eino Nimchar El Hashesh. Both, if he sold himself or he was sold by the Beit Din, it's only for 6 years. Zevzen Yurtza, both of them get Ritziah. Zevzen Ma'anikim lo, both of them, they give gifts at the end, at the departure. Vezevzen Rabo Moser lo Shivchak Na'anit, and both of them, the master gives them a Shivchak Na'anit. So what's the Machloket Tanaim here? So the Gemara says, my love back, Amiflegi, is it not the following Machloket? The Tanakama lo Yalim Sakhir Sakhir. Rabbi Elazar Yalim Sakhir Sakhir. Tanakama does not learn out the Gzera Shavav Sakhir Sakhir, learning that just like anything from when the Beit Din is sold the person, so too, same thing as when he sells himself. The Tana Kama doesn't learn that, and Rabbi Elazar does learn that. Amar Rav Tivyomi, he says, Mishmei Dabae, Dekule Alma Yaliv Sakhir Sakhir. He says, no, everybody learns the Gzerah Shavav Sakhir Sakhir. Ve'acha Behai Kraka Miflegi. Over here, they're arguing on this following Pasuk. My Tama de Tana Kama. What's the reason for Tana Kama? Amar Mocher Atmon Nimkar Lashesh Ve'yater Alshesh. That someone who sells himself, he is sold. He can be sold for 6 years or more than 6 years. Why? Mi'ed rachmana gabe mecharu Beit Din. It says by when a Beit Din sells the person, that it says ba'avadecha sheshanim. He serves you for 6 years. What do you see? That's specifically when the Beit Din sells him. Ze velo mocher atzmo. That's only him, but not the person who sells himself. He can be sold for longer. Ve'idach. Okay, what does the real Azar say about that? He says, "Va'avadecha lechav lo liyoresh." He says, "Va'avadecha," you're learning, it's serving you. It serves you and not to your inheritors. He doesn't go to serve your inheritors. Ve'idach, okay, where does Tana Kama learn that? "Va'avadecha acharin aktiv." It says, "Va'avadecha," a second time to learn that. Okay, ve'idach, Rabbi Elazar, what do you say about the second time? "Ahu la'artzat adon hudata." That is coming to teach us that when the term is over and the master now has to let the slave go, he brought, you know, it says again, "Va'avadecha sheshanim," he served you for 6 years, to give him a little bit of appeasement. Say like, don't worry, he already served you, you can let him go. So the Gemara says, "Mai tama de tanakama damar mocher atzmo eno nirtza." Why does tanakama say that somebody who sells himself does not get retziah? So midemiet rachmana gabe mecharu Beit Din. From the fact that the Torah, it excludes it when it talks about the Beit Din selling a person. It says, "Veratza Adonav et ozno b'marzeya." The master pokes a hole in his ear. So it says, "Ozno shelo velo ozno shel mocher atzmo." That's only the ear of the person who is sold by the Beit Din, and not the ear of the person who sells himself. Okay, ve'idach Rabbi Elazar, what do you say? Ahi l'gzerah shavah hudata. He says, no, I need that for gzerah shavah. The Tanya is a writer that says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, minayin ritziah shi ba'ozen yimanit. How do we know ritziah is in the right ear? So ne'emar kan ozen, ne'emar lahalan ozen. It says over here by a slave, ear. And it says by mitzorah, it says ear. Malahalan Yamin. Afkan Yamin, just like my Metzora is a right ear. So too over here, the slave is a right ear. Ve'idach. Okay, Tana Kama, where do you learn that from? Imken, he says, Lemakra Ozen. And it should have just said, ear. My Ozno. Why does it say his ear? Shmamin Atarte. It's coming to teach us two things. So that's how you can learn this as well. Okay, Ve'idach, Rabbi Lazar, what do you say? Oh, that's coming to teach us that only the male slaves, they get the ear punctured, not the Amana Ivriya, not the Hebrew maidservants, women slaves. Okay, what do you say? Oh, no, he learns it from the fact that it says Ha'eved. It says it in masculine, Ha'eved, it doesn't, so therefore it's excluding Amana Ivriya. Okay, Ve'idach, Rabbi Lazar, what do you say about that? Oh no, he says that's referring to that he has to say it while he's still a slave and not after he's no longer a slave. Okay, what do you say? Tanakama says it could have just said Eved. Why does it say Ha'eved? It's coming to teach me both of those things. Okay, what do you say about that? Ha'eved. Eved, Ha'eved lo dari. She says, I don't learn out such a derasha of the extra hey. So therefore, the extra hey, I don't learn that derasha. That's case number two. Case number three. Mai tama de Tanakama de amar mocher atzmo in manikim lo. What's the reason of Tanakama that says that someone who sells himself, they don't at the end of his term, they don't give him these gifts of the at departure. So mi'et rachmana gabe mecharu beidin. When it talks about the beidin, it says the beidin selling him. It says ha'anek ta'anik lo. So when the beidin sells him at the end of the departure, they give him gifts. Lo velo lo mocher atzmo, only that type of person, and not someone who sells himself. Ve'idach, okay, Rabbi Elazar, what do you say? Ha'umi ba'ele lo velo li yoshav. That's trying to say no, you give him the gifts and not to his inheritors, but you give it to him, of course. And when it says yoshav amai lo, why shouldn't you give it to the inheritors? Sachir kariyah rachama, he's called a sachir. Ma sachir peulato li yoshav, just like a sachir, his work. All of his earning, whatever he earns, all of it goes to inheritors also, after. So, afhai peulato li yoshav. So too, this Eved, the work that he does, it should go towards his inheritors. The gifts that are given, if he's no longer here, it should go to inheritors. So, Ela, it must be lo velo li bal chovo. No, it means to him, and not to the person that he owes money to. Mi desvir lan be'alma ki Rabbi Natan, like we hold, generally, like Rabbi Natan, the Tanya, as the Brita says, Amar Rabbi Natan, let's say I owe this person money and he owes this person money, he owes that person money. How do we know that you can go from the first person, take the money from him and give it to the last person? Because they all owe each other that money. So how do I know I can do that? So he says, you give to the one that the money is supposed to be, I mean, the money has to be given to this person. He owes him, he owes him, he owes him, he owes him. You just give it from the first guy to the last guy. So the Gemara says, Ata lo la apuke. Over here, the word lo is coming to exclude, in this case, that it doesn't go to the inheritors of the sakhir, the eved, the slave. Okay, ve'idach. What does Rielazar say? Be'alma nami lo svirlan kirminatan. We don't generally hold like kirminatan anyway. So therefore, there's no concern over here. What's the reason of Tanakama that the someone who sells himself as a slave, this master does not give him a Canaanite maidservant? The Torah excluded when it talked about the slave being sold by the Beidin. It says, "Im Adonav iten lo isha." If the master will give him a wife, lo v'lo mocher atzmo, only he gets a wife, not the person who sells himself as a slave. That person would not get a wife. Okay, Ve'idach Rabbi Elazar, what do you say? Lo bal korcho. No, to him, it goes to him against his will. The person who was sold by the Beit Din, he can be given a wife even against his will. Okay, Ve'idach Tanakama, where do you learn that? Mikem Mishne Sechar Sechir Nafka. He learns it from that pasuk. The Tanya, the Braita says, Mikem Mishne Sechar Sechir Avaddecha. Sechir Eino Oved Ela Bayom. A Sechir only works during the day. Eved Ivri Oved Ben Bayom Ben Baylaila. But a Hebrew slave works at day and at night. Well, is it possible a Hebrew slave would work during the day and at night? Is it possible that a Hebrew slave works day and night? When does he rest? It says, the pasuk says, it has to be good for him with you. Good with food, good with drink. It must be, from here we learn, no, it must be that the master gives him a Canaanite slave. So when it means work at night, it's not literally the work that we mean. We understand work means work during the day, and work at night is referring to being with the Shivcha Kna'anit. So that's how you know that he's given a Shivcha Kna'anit, even if he sells himself. Okay, V'idach Rabbi Elazar, where do you learn that? If it's from there, I would have thought only if it's from his own knowledge. But I would have thought against his will, you cannot give him a Shivcha Kna'anit against his will. And the Gemara Kama Sitra said, yes, you can. Even against his will, you can give it to him. Okay, so we're stuck here. We're still at the beginning question of the Daf. Who is the author, who is the person who does not learn the Gzera Shavah? Sakhir, Sakhir. The Gemara asks again, Eleman Tana, the Lo Yalev Sakhir, Sakhir. Who is the Tana that does not learn this Gzera Shavah? Sakhir, Sakhir. Hai Tana, who is the following Tana? The Tanya, as the Brita says, Vishav El Mishpachto, Amar Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, Vimaka Dubin Dever. What is the Pasuk talking about? Did he get to go home to his family? If it's talking about someone who sells himself as a slave, Harik Mar Amur, we already have a pasuk for that. If it's talking about the person who gets an ear punctured after he accepts to stay longer, Harik Mar Amur, we already have a pasuk for that. It must be that it's talking about the Beitin sold this person to as a slave. Yovel, 2 or 3 years before the Yovel year. Yovel Motzio, that Yovel year would allow him to go free back to his family. Okay, so the Gemara says, if you would have thought that we learn over here, the Gzerah Shav Sechir Sechir, what was the Gzerah Shav Sechir Sechir? Is that just like we learn out the dinim of how the Beidin sold the person as a slave, so too are the same dinim if a person sells himself as a slave. So the Gemara says, Lamali, then why do we need this? Nilef, Sakhir, Sakhir, just learn, if we hold like the Gzerah Shavav, Sakhir, Sakhir, just learn the Gzerah Shavav, Sakhir, Sakhir, and it's the same thing as if a person sold himself. Just like a person sold himself, so too it's the same thing as the Beit Din selling him. They go hand in hand. So it must be that we don't hold that. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says, no, le'olam yaliv sakhir sakhir. Really, we do hold of the Gzera Shava. Ve'itzterich, and I need this case. Why? Salkadat achamena, I would have thought to say, mocher atzmo hu de lo avad isura. Someone who sells himself, he didn't do an isur. Aval mecharu Beit Din. But if the Beit Din sold him, the avad isura, that let's say he did some type of, crime. He did a crime which caused him to be sold. Ema nignesei. I would have thought, no, maybe we punish him. So Kamashmalan comes to teach us that no, we would not punish him even in such a case, even though we would have thought that, oh, he already did an isur. Rashi says, so what does it mean he did a punishment? Let's say he stole from someone, and he didn't have what to pay. So the Beit Din says, we're going to sell you in order so that you pay off what you're supposed to pay because you stole from someone, right? So he stole. So we would have thought that, oh, we'll punish him now even more because he stole. The Gemara says, no, Kamashmala, no, he sold as a slave, but we really learn out over here, Sakhir, Sakhir, and therefore we would not punish him more than more than just going into slavery. So we still have not found our Tana who holds, does not hold of this Gezerah Shav, Sakhir, Sakhir. So Amar Mor, Ibn Nirtza, Harikwar, Amor. We said, if it's talking about Nirtza, then we already learned this. So, Mahi, what is that referring to? The Tanya, the Braita says, Vishavtem ish el achuzato, v'ish el mishpachto. So, b'ma katu medaber, what is the pasuk talking about? Ivo mocher atzmo, if it's talking about someone who sells himself, harik var amur, we already know about that. Ivo machoru beitin, if it's talking about someone who's sold by the beitin, harik var amur, that's also, we already know that. It must be someone whose ear is punctured 2 or 3 years before the Yovel year. That the Yovel year allows him to go home. So my mashma, how do we learn that? Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Kral, the pasuk says ish. Ezu davar shenoheg beish u'ein noheg beisha. What is something that is by a man that is not by a woman? It's a very dangerous question. There's a lot of things that are by men that are not by women. You know, this is not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara was not asking it in that way. Right? The Gemara was saying, in this regard, in the regard of slavery, what is the difference? Heve omer zoretzia, that's referring to the poking a hole in the ear, puncturing a hole in the ear. That it's only done for the man, and not for the woman. Ve'itzrech lemechtav mecharu beitin, ve'itzrech lemechtav nirtza. And we needed both cases of sold by the beitin and nirtza. Why? Di'ashmein en mecharu beitin. If I would have only taught the case of the beitin sold him, mishum delo metai zimne, because his time of 6 years hasn't come yet. Aval nirtza, but by the case of nirtza, dematai zimne, that his time has passed already, ema niknese, that since the time has passed, I would have thought that we would find him, right? Rashi says, niknese, al sha'amar lo etze, he said, I don't want to leave, I want to stay longer. Va'avar al ki avadayhem, he said, I'm staying here. Right, so since he said, I'm staying here, I want to stay as a slave, maybe we'll punish him, because 6 years has passed and he took the puncture in the ear. The Gemara says, "Viyash mina nirtzana." If it would have only taught by the case of nirtza, that by the yovel he goes home, then mishum de avad leishesh, because he already did 6 years after the puncture in his ear. Aval micharu beitin, but the person who sold by the beitin, de lo avad leishesh, he didn't do 6 years after the puncture in the ear. Emalo, I would have thought he does not go home by the yovel. Sricha, that's why we needed both cases to teach that he goes home by the yovel. I needed to teach he goes home and forever. Why? If I would have said he's a slave forever, I would have thought mamash actually forever. So that's why he says no, he goes home eventually. If I would have said he goes home, I would have thought that's only when he did not do 6 years. But whenever he did, if he has already done six, right? If he already did 6 years, Rashi over here says, "Hechad avad shesh achar etziyato," after the ear puncture, lo yehes sofo chamur mitchilato. His end should not be any stricter than his beginning. So matchilato shesh, just like his beginning is with 6 years, af sofo namich shesh. I would have thought that his end also by the sixth year, he goes home. Kamash malan leolam. When it says leolam, the pasuk is coming to teach us leolamo shel yovel, that at the time of yovel, that's when he goes home. Meaning that's what olam is referring to. Olam is referring to the yovel year. Right? In the previous case, though, when it was talking about shesh, that literally meant, right, when it said if we only learned by nirtza, that would have talking about I would have thought it's talking about the avad le shesh. That's actual shesh, right? Rashi says. Right, I'm just going back to the previous case. I would have thought by the case of the Beitin, where the Beitin sold him, that he didn't do 6 actual years yet. That's not referring to the ear puncture. Over here, it's referring to the ear puncture. It's saying, I would have thought that since he hasn't done 6 years after the ear puncture, then that we'd say that, but if he had done 6 years after the ear puncture, we'd say he'd go home by the sixth year. The Gemara says, no, kamashmalan, that he only goes home by the time the Yovel hits. That's when he would go home. That's what it's referring to. So we go back to our original question. Eleman tana de lo yalif sachir sachir. Who is the tana does not learn this gzera shavav sachir sachir? So the Gemara says Rabbihi. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The Tanya, the Braita, says, v'im lo yigael be'ele. What is pasuk talking about if a person was sold as a slave to a goy, and he can be saved, he can be redeemed by his close relatives? So Rabbi Omer be'ele hu nigal ve'en nigal b'shesh. He can be redeemed with his relatives, but not by the sixth year. Why? Sheachol, I would have thought ve'alo dinhu. It's a kal v'chomer. Umam yish eno nigal be'ele nigal b'shesh. Let's say someone who does not get redeemed with his relatives, by his relatives. What does that mean? Let's say, for example, a Jew was sold to a Jew. So he doesn't get saved, he doesn't get redeemed by his relatives, but he gets redeemed by the sixth year. So this case of Zed, this person was sold to a, this Jew was sold to a goy, shenigal be'ele, he is redeemed by his relatives, einodin shenigal b'shesh, is it not all the more so that he should be redeemed by the sixth year? That's why the pasuk says be'ele. It says be'ele, nigal ve'ein nigal b'shesh, he is only redeemed and saved by the relatives, and not by the sixth year. The sixth year would not save him. So he can only be freed by close relatives and not by the sixth year. Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'isal kedatach yaliv sachir sachir." Okay, now we get to the punchline. If you think that we learn this gzerah shavav sachir sachir, amai kamar, why does it say umam misha enon nigal be'ele? That just like this person who was not redeemed, who cannot be redeemed by his relatives, meaning the person who was a Jew is sold as a slave to another Jew, he cannot be redeemed to his relatives. Why does it say that? Nilav sachir sachir. Just learn out. You should just learn out gzerah shavav sachir sachir. And therefore, you'd be able, Rashi says, Ge'ulat kerovim, le'nimkar Yisrael, me'nimkar lo'bet kochomim. Just like someone who's sold to a goy, the relatives can save him. Learn the gzera shavah that a Jew is sold to a Jew can be saved by his relatives. Why does it need to say that, oh no, a Jew is sold to a Jew cannot be saved by relatives. Just learn the gzera shavah. Oh, it must be, it sounds like we don't, this Rabbi Yudanas, he does not learn the gzera shavah of sachir sachir. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no, he says, Olam Yaliv Sachir Sachir. Really, he learns the Gzera Shav Sachir Sachir. V'shan Each, and over here is different. The Amar Kada Pasuk says, Yigalenu. It says that he will be redeemed by these relatives, right? Only him. Who is the him? The Jew is sold as a slave to a goy. So, Lazeh V'lo La'acher. Only this Jew is sold as a slave to a goy can be redeemed by his relatives, and not a Jew is sold to a Jew. It's a Gzerat HaKatuv, it's a Pasuk who says it, and that's why we cannot learn that out. So we're still stuck. And we still don't have the author who says that that we don't learn the Gzera Shavav, Sakhir Sakhir. So we're going to stop there for today, and hopefully we'll soon find that out. But we have a 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bed, Yudal Amud Bed. We started by talking about the differences between, in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar, of somebody who sold himself versus the Beit Din sold him. And we had that machloket. We tried to say that was the person who says, we don't learn the Gzera Shavav, Sakhir Sakhir. That's not the case. And then we tried again to guess who is the author of the person who doesn't learn the Gzera Shavav, Sakhir Sakhir. And we couldn't figure that out. Then part number three was talking about the difference between the Eved Ivri and Ama Ivriya. The male slave, the Jewish slave, he gets Ritziah. He gets the punctured hole if he wants to stay as a slave after the 6 years. But the Ama Ivriya does not get the punctured hole. And the last part of that was, again, we were trying to guess and saying that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the author who says that we don't learn the Gzera Shavav, Sakhir Sakhir. And we ended by saying that no, that's not the case. The only reason over here we say that a Jew sold as a slave to a Goy can be redeemed by relatives, but not a Jew to a Jew, it's because the Pasuk says, Yigalenu, only he can be redeemed by his relatives, and not a Jew who sold as a slave to another Jew. He cannot be redeemed by his relatives, rather only by the 60th. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen v'amen.